Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Ghost Girl Podcast. Woohoo! So last Thursday, the very first episode of season 4 of Ghost came out, and can I just say, it was amazing. Like, I absolutely am in love with this episode. Like, I won so hard. I love it so much, and I cannot wait to talk to you about it today. So this is actually not a regular episode, as this is one of my mini-sodes. So my mini-sodes are typically going to be shorter than my regular episodes, because in my regular episodes, I cover two like past episodes, and I've been going through season 1 so far. But for this one, I will be covering each episode of season 4 as they come out. So let's go ahead and get started, because I'm very excited to talk about this episode. So we begin the episode with a flashback to Patience. So last season, in season 3, we were introduced to like the concept of Patience. And Patience is a Puritan ghost that like haunted the property like the same time that Thor, Sass, and Isaac were there. Those three were like the only ones that like had met Patience. And then she was introduced in the season 3 finale, which I haven't talked about on the podcast yet, but if you follow my Twitter, you know I was not a fan of the season 3 finale. I have a lot of beef with that episode, actually, but that's for a future episode. But basically, Patience was introduced there, and she dragged Isaac into the dirt. And so now this episode is like, oh, like, what's gonna happen to Isaac? And like, oh, we get to like learn more about Patience, because so far we've only heard about her from like the point of view of like the other ghosts. And so it was really cool to like kind of like see Patience from like a more objective point of view, since it's like a flashback to her when she was still alive. So that was really cool to start with, and I was glad that we got a Patience flashback, because I love the ghost flashbacks so much. And yeah, it was just really cool to get to see a flashback of her. After the flashback, we skip forward to like the modern day, and the episode picks up like, I believe, like the next day after the season 3 finale, and all the ghosts are like, oh, like, where's Isaac? Like, he's not here. They're like unaware that Isaac was dragged away into the dirt. And so they're like, oh no, like, where is he? But one thing I love about, two things really that I love about this scene is Flower and Pete. So Flower brings up the cult again, which is something that's brought up a lot in a lot of the episodes, is that she was part of a cult for a while, but then she was able to like escape somehow, and she joined like a commune, and like after the commune is when she like died. But we don't really know much about her time in the cult. She just drops like some like details sometimes, and all the other ghosts are like concerned, and they're like, what are you talking about? And she like, and Flower just kind of like, you know, waves it off, just like, oh yeah, whatever, it's normal. And we're all just like, no, sweetie, are you okay? But yeah, that's one thing that I really hope we get to see more of in season 4 is Flower from the cult. I would love a flashback to when she was in the cult, because like I think that just has a lot of great potential for like expanding on Flower's character and getting to know her better. And I just feel like that's like, I don't know, that has a lot of potential, and so I really hope we get to see more of that. And then last season, we got to find out Pete's ghost power, which is that he can leave the property. And so in this scene, he's like being cocky because he got to go to the hardware store with Mark. And it's just, I love seeing Pete be like cocky to the other ghosts, because like I feel like a lot of the times he kind of like puts himself down, and he's like an, oh shucks, it wasn't a big deal, like kind of guy. And it's nice to see him kind of like evolve into like this guy that's like, yeah, I have this cool power, and yeah, I think I am going to like show it off a bit. And I think that's valid of him. And I love that Pete is becoming more comfortable just like being himself and like not just like a people pleaser. Like, I think that's some really nice character growth. And I don't know, I just love that. So then after that, we get to see Patience and Isaac interact. So they're like in this like cave, like underground or whatever. And like Patience is obviously pretty angry because Isaac like abandoned her to the dirt all those years ago. And we kind of like get this little like quirk of her like just like saying her name like Patience. I love that little detail because it just, I don't know, it rounds out her character and it really just like makes her character unique and like sets her apart. So then after this, we kind of get some scenes of Sam and Jay and some of the other ghosts like looking for Isaac because they're like, oh, like, where is he? Like, it's kind of weird that he's not here. And we get a scene with Nigel where he's just like laying on the couch in like one of the rooms and he's so sad. And it makes me so sad because like I think like Alberta mentioned like, yeah, I feel bad for Isaac. And I'm like, why? Because like Isaac was the one that like left Nigel at the altar. So it's like, why are you feeling bad for Isaac? Isaac brought that upon himself. It's Nigel we should be feeling bad for. And so just seeing him there on the couch, like he's just like, oh, I don't know if I ever knew Isaac at all. And like, oh, he like struck my heart for a second time. And I was like, oh, he's just a little guy. He's just a sad little guy. Justice for Nigel for real. Like he... If Isaac and Nigel do not get together by the end of the season, I am going to revolt because I need Nigel to smile and be happy again. Please. That's all I need. It's all I want. Please. So after asking Nigel where Isaac is and he doesn't know, Sam and Jay ask Thor and Sath and Nancy about it. Oh, and Trevor as well. And then kind of like a little gag in the episode is that Thor is like ragging on Trevor for being like weak or whatever. And it's just, it's really funny. I love Thor and Trevor's dynamic. Cause like, they're like, you know, respectively the oldest and youngest ghosts like on the property. And it's just fun watching them interact since they're like so different to each other. And it's just funny how they're always kind of like butting heads. Like they help each other, but they are also like at each other's necks. I don't know. I like their dynamic. So in this scene, like Sam and Jay like ask like the ghosts if like they see Isaac, and Nancy kind of like avoids the question and she's just like, I don't know, like Isaac went for a walk or whatever. And they're like, something's up with that. So the ghosts and Sam and Jay decide to go down to the basement and confront Nancy, and Sass ends up tricking Nancy into like revealing the truth. Well, really, he's like, oh, like Nancy already like told me. I just like promised I wouldn't say. And then one of the basement ghost Stewart is like, oh, you told him about Patience? And honestly, I could talk forever about the basement ghosts and like how like it's kind of funny because like they don't interact a ton with like the like upstairs ghosts, but like they just have like their own like little like group dynamic down there that is just so fun. And like I wish we saw more of it, honestly, because like we do get some of it in this episode and I love getting to see it. Like later there's like a scene with like Nancy and Stuart having like a rock paper scissors battle, and I love that we get like these little tidbits of like what life is like down in the basement, because like the basement ghosts are such like an interesting like group of people that it's fun when we get to see them interact. But anyway, I love that Sass is the one that like tricks the basement ghost into like revealing what happened, because like that's so in character for him. Like the amount of times in the show that Sass is like cleverly like gotten someone to like do something or like bend them to his will, like with his ghost power, like he's been able to do that to Jay, but then also he can like, you know, like manipulate like Thor or Sam into doing like what he wants just through his words. And like I love that comes up so much, because like it's such a fun character detail about him. So then we have Isaac and Patience talking some more, and Isaac's like I get that like you're lonely here in the dirt, and like, you know, you are mad at me for like leaving you, which is valid. But like, you know, like now that I'm here in the dirt, I'm going to miss like my friends. And Patience is like, oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. I can fix this. So then during the whole scene with like Sass and the other basement goes down in the basement, Sass ends up getting taken by Patience through the wall and brought to Isaac. And Sass says, did I get kidnapped because Isaac said he was lonely? And I'm just like, no way. That's so funny to me. Oh, yeah. Also, one thing I forgot to mention is like when Isaac was like talking about like being lonely, like at the end of that scene, like Patience is like, Patience understands. Patience, Patience. And then Isaac is like, good. Isaac, Isaac. Like, I love that he like mirrors her and like saying his name. I just think, I don't know why, I just loved that moment so much. And oh, just all the details in this episode were so good. And I just, oh, I love everything about this episode, honestly. Like, it was just so good. So now that both Isaac and Sass have been like taken into the dirt, Sam and Jay and the rest of the ghosts are like, well, how are we gonna like get them back? So they talk to Flower because she was like the only other ghost that like actually had contact with Patience. And they kind of like come to this like idea that Patience is stealing the ghost that she was like entrapped in the hole with before. And so they're like, oh, like Thor's probably next. And Thor's just like, Thor not scared. But then he like is standing close to the wall and then he deliberately takes a step forward. And Thor, who is definitely not scared, then gets surprised by Trevor walking into the room and cuts off Trevor's hand again, which, can I just say, is like the third time that has happened in the show now. Like, it's so funny because like we've seen Thor chop off like Pete's hand once, and we've heard about Pete getting chopped in half. But other than that, Thor has only ever cut off Trevor's hand. I just find it so funny that Trevor is always the victim of Thor's axe. So then after that, we have like this really nice scene between Sass and Isaac. And just the reason that I said like I won this episode is because, if you guys didn't know, Isaac and Sasabi's are my favorites. I know it may seem crazy because I never talk about them ever, but I love those two so much. And they don't interact like a ton, I would say. Like, they interact like a fair amount, but like, I don't know, they're not like a main duo. Like, I don't know, I would say like, you know, Isaac and Hetty interact quite a bit, and like Sass and Thor interact quite a bit, but like Isaac and Sass don't interact like a lot. So like I was very happy that like the A plot of this episode involved like the two of them, and like that just, it makes me so happy because those two are my favorites, and I love it when they interact. And so I was just so happy that we got to like see them like kind of like bonding and like interacting, and I don't know, it was just great. So anyway, during their talk, it's just the two of them, and they're kind of like talking about like morality, and like Isaac's like, if I ever get out of here, like I vow to be a better person. And Sass is like, oh, like good for you, man. And then immediately Isaac is like, your rug looks more comfortable, can I have it? And I'm just like, oh, silly, silly ghosts. Like, they're always just like, I'm going to be a better person, and then they just go right back to being like really selfish. And just, I think that's what makes the ghosts so lovable, honestly, though, is because yes, they have like evolved over time to be like better people. Like like Hetty's whole arc is like especially like reminiscent of that, because like she was not a very good person in life, but she like learned to be a lot better of a person. But I don't know, what makes the ghosts so charming is the fact that they are so messy and chaotic, and like they make the wrong choices. And it's just nice to see characters that don't always make the right choice, you know? And like, yes, it can be like frustrating for us, the audience, to watch. Like, Isaac, why would you leave Nigel at the altar like that? Like, why would you do that? But like, you know, if everything went perfectly, the show wouldn't be the show. So, like, I appreciate that, you know, the writers allow the ghost to be messy and to make mistakes, but then to, like, learn from those mistakes. Do they always learn? No. But I don't know. I really like that the ghosts are allowed to be human, you know, because, like, even though they're dead, they've lived their lives, they're still very much learning. And I just think that's, like, really cool to see, and, like, a nice message to send, like, yeah, you can never, like, it's never too late to, like, learn and, like, change your ways and become, like, more selfless and stuff like that. So then after, like, their little talk, Patience discovers Isaac and Sass kind of, like, talking, like, bad about her, and she's like, Patience, and they turn around and like, Sass says, Patience, what's up, girl? And I just, like, why would he say that? That's, I don't know, he's so silly. I love Sass so much. Have I mentioned that? Well, if you didn't know, I really like Sasafis. So then the saga of still trying to find Isaac and Sass is continuing with the rest of the ghosts. Flower tells them that she remembers that Patience lived in, like, a cave under a willow. So Jay is, like, digging in the ground. But instead of finding, you know, Patience and Isaac and Sass, they found a burrow of bunnies. And Flower's like, oh, yeah, like, the willow was about, like, a Grateful Dead song. And everyone's like, oh, okay, great. But what I love most about this scene is that we get more, like, Pete and Jay content. Because it's so cute. Because Jay's like, did Pete do, like, the thing? And, like, Sam's like, yes, Pete did the thing. And they're like, and then they both say, like, my man at the same time. And it's just, oh, I love Pete and Jay's, like, dynamic and, like, their friendship so much. And I need Jay to be able to see Pete at some point, please. Please. Like, I heard that, like, Jay is supposed to, like, see the ghost at some point this season. So, like, I don't know how exactly they're gonna do that. My theory is that, like, it's gonna, like, involve Sass's ghost power, and, like, maybe Jay's gonna, like, see the ghost in his dreams or something. But I don't know. However it works, he better see Pete somehow, some way, because, like, I need him. I need Jay to be able to see his best friend, please. That's all I ask. So then after that, we see Patience return Isaac and Sass to the basement, because she's like, well, I thought that you guys were my friends, but I know who my true friend is, the dirt. And she just, like, turns around and walks sadly into it. And I'm just like, oh no, poor Patience. Like, she literally, like, she's just a girl. She's just a girl who wants friends. So then Sass and Isaac show up in the room with, like, the other ghosts. And they're like, we were able to, like, free ourselves from Patience. And Sass is like, Isaac, like, we really should go get Patience back, because, like, you know, she just wants a friend. And Isaac's like, but she's, like, a lunatic. And Sass is like, come on, like, you were just talking about turning over a new leaf. And Isaac's like, why can't I just, like, compliment one of, like, Samantha's ugly sweaters? And he's like, that looks lovely. Oh, why does Isaac hate Sam's sweater so much? I think they're really cute. I like them. But eventually Isaac is like, all right, fine. Well, we can go and, like, retrieve Patience from the dirt. So Trevor comes up with the idea to create, like, a human ghost chain to, like, so all the ghosts, like, hold hands to make it to, like, Patience's cave. Which they figure out is underneath the fountain. So they create this chain to, like, go and retrieve her. And this is kind of, like, the culmination of Thor and Trevor's, like, beef this episode. Trevor's just like, ha, I said it would work. Suck it, Thor. And then one of the basement ghosts is like, Thor's all the way up in the front. And then Trevor's like, well, then pass it on. So then all the ghosts are just like, suck it, Thor, pass it on. And I just, they are so silly and so unserious. Like, I cannot say how much I love this episode and just ghosts as a whole, because, like, it's just such a fun, lighthearted, silly show that also makes me bawl my eyes out. Like, what other show can do that to me? Like, there's not a lot of other shows that make me like this emotional, but also like laugh as much as Ghost does. And I don't know, man, I love the show so much. But the ghost chain does end up working, and Isaac and Sass end up like finding patients, and they're like come live with us in the mansion, like you know, you can meet the other ghosts and like you can have like a nice afterlife. And then Isaac is like holding on to Pete. I'm pretty sure he's holding on to Pete's hand. He like lets go and is like, come with us. And they're like, ah, and he's like, oh no, sorry. And I'm just like, Isaac, not you letting go again. Like, just making the same mistake over and over again. Why? But also, I love that all the ghosts were holding hands, because like, that's just so adorable. And Isaac and Sass, my favorites, they were holding hands, and like, that just makes me so happy. Like, am I the only one that's kind of like into like the idea of like Isaac and Sass being a couple? Like, I don't know, I feel like it could be fun, you know? Like, it's pretty like unconventional, and like I don't know if it would work or not, but like, based on like things I've seen about season 4, there's supposed to be like something like mind blowing coming out about Sasabi's, and that Sass is supposed to get like a new love interest. So it's like, what if Sass comes out as like bisexual and starts dating Isaac? I mean, like, yes, I want Isaac to be in game, but like, if my two favorite ghosts like dated for a while, I would never shut up about it. Like, and especially if, like, this is my official prediction. Like, if they actually do end up together, I told you so. Mark my words, it's going to happen. It probably won't, but you know what? It would be really cool if it did. So then we come to the end of the episode, and we get like a cute little moment with Sam and Jay, where Sam says, hey Jay, if I were kidnapped and trapped in an underground lair, would you risk an eternity in the dirt for the chance to save me? Which that's so romantic. Are you kidding me? Like, I love that. I love Sam and Jay so much. And then the ending part with Alberta and Patience, where it seems that Patience is going to be rooming with Alberta, and she's just like, what is thy favorite color? And Alberta's like, ah, it's purple. Oh gosh, I can't wait to see like what like Patience's dynamic with all of the ghosts are, because like, we've seen it like with like Isaac and Sass, but we haven't like seen her interact with any of the other ghosts yet. I mean, we heard about her in Flower, but we haven't actually seen it yet. So I'm very interested to see what like the coming episodes, like bring. Overall, this episode was such a strong premiere. Like I was like a little bit nervous for like season 4, because like, not gonna lie, I didn't love the ending of season 3. Like, I was like, oh, I'm not sure I like where this is going, but I have restored faith now that I think season 4 is going to be an incredible season, and I cannot wait to get to cover more episodes, and I can't wait for this coming Thursday, because I just, I love Ghost so much. I'm so excited. So that is all that I have for this mini-sode, which is turning out to not be so mini, because this is I'm probably going to end up longer than like my regular episodes, but what can I say? I really loved this episode, and I just wanted to talk about everything. So I guess I'll still call it a mini-sode, because it is only about one episode, but will the rest of them actually be mini? Who's to say? I don't know, but I hope you enjoyed, and I will see you all next time.